Well, let's see. Do you remember when you were a child, did any of the games that you played?
Oh, we didn't, we just played among ourselves, you know, just ring around Rosier or hide and seek and mm-hmm. just things like that. It wasn't.
Do you remember any other little games like Ring Around the Rosie or London Bridge or there's one I think called the Old Man at the Mill and the Miller at the Mill?
We played checkers and dominoes. Uh-huh. I was a champion checker player back at that time.
You were?
I beat everybody playing.
Did you get to go to school very much?
I didn't get to even finish eighth grade. Mm-hmm. But we didn't have, when I started school, we only had 3 months mm-hmm. school. And then they raised it to 6 months. But just a one room school, and all the grades was in that one room. Mm-hmm.
And that was Napier?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, the schoolhouse stood up here where the store is.
Oh.
And there used to be a church above where the road is now.
Uh-huh.
The old road come around over yonder in the hill. Mm-hmm. If I come out up there. And they put this new road in.
Oh, I see.
And the schoolhouse stood. I can't get figured out just exactly since it got tore up, filled mm-hmm. in, you know, and everything. Mm-hmm. I can't tell just where the schoolhouse stood or even where the church was. Mm-hmm. But I went to church up there.
I'm interested in the fact that your father was a photographer. That would have been, it wasn't a very common thing back then, I wouldn't imagine.
No.
And he had a big camera.
Yeah.
And
put a black cloth over yeah. his head. Uh-huh. And they had a little dark room that he...
In his home?
It's in, he had a store up here. This old road went up here to where the forks of the road is now, where you come out along mm-hmm. run,
mm-hmm.
and it went around this way and back up that way to Benny's Run, went all over the hill.
Uh-huh.
And he had a store and a shop in between them roads.
I see.
And he did all kind of shop work, you know, shod the horses and sharpened the hose and plows and
uh-huh.
even made furniture, made some of the beautifulest bedsteads.
Is that right?
Put big high headboard and then cut flowers in. Yeah.
I was wondering who made that piece of furniture there.
My nephew made that when he was in high school.
Uh-huh.
That was before he started high school. He didn't have a thing to work with, just a square and a saw and hammer.
Does any of your father's furniture still exist? I mean, do you know?
No, I don't know of any.
Uh-huh. If he was a photographer, he must have had lots of negatives to make those pictures from, you know.
Yeah, but I don't know what ever become of them.
Do you have any brothers or sisters living?
I have three sisters, so.
Uh-huh. And none of them would have the negatives.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That was back when we were all just small.
Yeah.
I was only about 6 or 7 years old, and he...
Mm-hmm. And he took pictures of just around the community?
Yeah, just... Or people just come in there, you know, to get pictures taken.
I see.
But he took that.
Oh, he did? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Huh.
That's the only one I've got, I think, that he took.
Did your mother or father sing any old songs that you remember? Did they sing any?
Dad couldn't sing. Mom could sing some, but all of they but one person that I know of here in Braxton County that was here when I was here, grew up, and she's up in the rest home.
Who is that?
Leela Singleton.
Leela Singleton.
She's the only one that I know of that was here when we went to school together up here, see. And
did she play any music?
No. Not that I know of. I don't think any of her family did. Place to play. We just played around the home, you know, just the neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's nice.
Well, no place to go back at that time.
And no television to watch.
No. Was no, well, I don't know when people got even radios back. I know there was no way to, when I was going to school up here, there was no way when there'd be election, you know. There wouldn't be no way for us to find out who was elected, you know, only they had a, what they call a teletype. At the depot with the heater. And the mail boy come through. It'd come through on that teletype, you know, and then the mail boy would tell people who was elected.
When you were a little girl, you would have lived right on the main road on the 19, right? Did you ever have people, must have been quite a few travelers, that was pretty,
Oh, it's back in the old
horse and buggy days.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you ever remember any musicians or anything coming through the country?
No.
Were there drummers that come through? Or?
Yeah, they were drummers and my mind's a slipping. I can't remember. Used to be men come through with a big load on their back, you know, selling stuff, different things, different, mostly clothing or just like curtains or tablecloths or bedspreads and stuff like that.
And they'd carry it on their back?
Yeah. Back at that time, there was no hard roads through around no place.
Yeah.
We went to, if we ever went to Clarksburg, we went on the train.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Where would you catch the train at?
At Heater.
At Heater?
Dad took, I had an uncle who lived up in Palmer. You know where that's at. And we had my older sister and me. Dad was going to take us up to see her uncle. And we went to Heater and Cops train, you know, first time we'd ever rode on train. We just small, you know. And I was sitting next to the window, and my sister's next to me, and then Dad sat on the end of the seat, you know, next to the aisle. And she leaned over against me, you know, to look out the window. And I just give her a big shove with my elbow and told her to sit up there. She'd upset the train. they just hollered there in the train there laughing at me. Telling her she'd upset the train. What can you do with all this stuff you collect?
Well, did you ever know anybody who made baskets?
Yeah. Well, I can't think now who they were.
There would be people in the community who would
yeah,
do it?
Yeah. Well, not right around here, but not around Napier that I knew of. I can't think.
Did you know anybody who made chairs? I see you had some old-time chairs.
Not right around here. Now there's the man at Rock Cave made chairs out there, but I don't know if anybody right around in the distant even community of Napier.
Well, if you played all those instruments and you don't keep any music around anymore?
No, I quit a long time ago when I got married and got out on the farm. I had so much to do then I didn't have time for music. I've done about everything there was to do on the farm, but plow with a horse, I never did do that. I've helped saw down trees with a crosscut saw, and saw up stove wood blocks, and hoed corn, cut corn, shuck corn, and even cut fill for the hoe, and worked in a hay field.
Did you ever keep sheep?
My husband had sheep when we were married, but we moved away and he sold them. He couldn't see after them, so he sold them. When we were on the farm, we had stock, you know, cows.
Somebody told me years ago up at Falls Mill, there was some kind of a mill that would card the wool for people. Do you remember that?
Yeah, Mom had a spinning wheel, and Dad would get sheep wool by the wool, you know. He didn't have no sheep, didn't keep no sheep. Of course, we didn't have, when we lived around the hill there, that from the forks of the road up to the top of the hill there where you come out for the long run was all cleared. That was clear, and Dad had a big cornfield from the forks of the road clear back way back yon way. And I forgot what I was starting.
Were you talking about the wool and the?
Oh, he'd buy wool and take it to over at Falls and get it carded. Just be little round things like
bats,
your finger.
Yeah. Did they call them bats? I think. Yeah.
No. It was, see, what did they call it? Anyway, Mama had a spinning wheel, and she'd get that fastened on that wheel some way, and it had a big spool on it. And she'd take one of them, it just in big long strings, about as big as your finger. I can remember she'd get a hold of one of them and run away back with it. It'd make it into a yarn, make it yarn, it wound it around that spool. Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember that. She knit all our stockings and uh-huh. called them stockings and didn't call them hose. And knit this yarn stockings come above her knees. And
did anybody weave on a loom?
Yeah, they was some looms around at that time. My husband's sister lived up on Big Run. Now she had a loom and she wove blankets,
coverlets,
bed blankets. Uh-huh. Made wool blankets, you know. Mm-hmm. Of course, she had the cotton chain and then wove the yarn in.
Oh, I see.
Made blankets. That was back in 15.
15? Yeah. All those old time things people used to know how to do, they. Nobody knows how to do anymore.
No. Oh, the young people anymore couldn't hardly boil water without burning it. I cooked, and when I had a chair at the table and one at the stove, get up on that chair, and we lived in an old log house around the hill there. A while before we moved down there. And Mr. George Walton that lived on Benny's Run, he came over there and built us a big old stone chimney to the house.
Oh.
And I cooked for him. Of course, Mom worked in the store and Dad worked in the shop and left us kids there. Dad fixed watches too. Hmm. And I cooked for Mr. Walton while he built that chimney.
Hmm. He knew how to cut the stone and everything.
I don't know where they got. I just don't remember where the stones come from, but they was just big, big stones.
Sandstone.
Oh, what was the gold? What did they call them stones?
Were they sandstones?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think.
And they built a stone chimney on the log house?
Mm-hmm.
What did it have before that?
Well, it had a chimney, but it was getting bad, you know. And some of it was falling off, and mm-hmm. they just tore it down and built it new. And mm-hmm.
Is that log house still there?
Oh, no. I went up through there. There was a great big rock. I expect it was as big as Ralph's house out there. Right out from the house. And when I was learning to play the banjo, I would take my banjo and go out there behind that rock to keep my sister from seeing what I was playing, you know. Keep her from learning. And I went up through there, and I've been up through there several times since come over here, but I tried to get figured out where that rock was. I know there wasn't no house there anymore, but I never, it was all growed up when I was up there, and I never did see that rock. Of course, it's bound to be still there. Great big rock.
Sometimes when you're little, though, things seem bigger than they are.
That's right. Yeah. Might not be as big as I thought it was then. But anyway, I couldn't locate it.
Do you happen to know about any old-time remedies for things that use in plants for home remedies? Did you ever use any, make any teas or poultices or things out of different
plants? All Mom ever used on us, we never had nothing, only just colds and my one sister, she was awful bad to have the chokes them up. She just
croup, maybe?
Yeah.
Croup.
She'd have that awfully bad. And we never did have anything, only just chicken pox. Mm-hmm. And Mama'd for our colds and flu, or there wasn't no flu back at that time, though. They didn't call it, they just colds, you know. She just mixed up lamp oil, turpentine, camphor, and lard. Heat it, you know, and dissolve the lard, mix it up. Greases with that.
On your chest?
On your chest. Yeah. On her back, and then she'd put a wool cloth across her chest there. And that'd really loosen you up.
How about for your sister? Your sister had the croup. Mm-hmm. Would she do anything for her?
Yes, she greased her with that.
Did they call that granny grease?
Yeah. And then, of course, you could get cough medicine then.
Patent medicine.
Some patent cough medicine. And she'd get that and give her.
Did drummers ever come through the country selling medicines and things like that?
Yeah, they was, I can't remember though what they was selling, but get 3 pounds of coffee and a sack of flour and get back 30 cents out of a dollar. Flour was only 35 cents a bag. Mm-hmm. 25 pounds. AMP store. You could buy a whole slab of bacon for just maybe a dollar and a few cents.
Well, you've seen a lot of presidents come and go.
Yeah.
Who do you think was the best one?
Oh. What's his name?
Roosevelt?
No. He ruined the country. Really. Just ruined the people by starting that WPA and all that stuff that made so many lazy people who didn't want to do nothing. What was that president's name that stopped the war?
Truman?
No. Eisenhower.
Eisenhower.
I think that's about the best president that I can remember. Of course, everybody ain't the same notion. Everybody different.
Well, I thank you for talking to me.
Well, if I could be any help, I'm glad to.